Good morning. Time to take a look at sports for your Saturday. Sponsored on WRCO by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. The Milwaukee Brewers play the Minnesota Twins this weekend after Willy Adames went off on a four-hit game last Sunday. Minnesota's 27-18 at home and 54-42 overall. They have a 22-6 record in games when they did not allow a home run. Milwaukee is just 26-25 on the road, but they are 55-42 overall. Brewer hitters have a collective .333 percentage for on base, the highest in the majors. The team square off today for the third time this season. Willy Adames leads the Brewers with 15 home runs while slugging .430. Sal Frelick is 11 for 36 with 3 doubles, a triple, and 3 runs knocked in over the last 10 games. The injury bug has bitten the Brewers again. The team is losing promising reliever Abner Uribe following knee surgery. Uribe made the announcement official on social media while saying he's focusing on 2025. He hasn't pitched since early May, and he didn't pitch well then. Uribe had an ERA of nearly 7 while pitching in 14 games after a standout 2023 rookie season where he shined. Milwaukee now has 4 pitchers out for the next year with injuries: Uribe, Robert Gansher, Wade Miley, and Brandon Woodruff. Although most teams resume play after the All-Star break last night, the Brewers, they don't get going until they head to Minnesota tonight. Freddy Peralta will be on the mound. The Milwaukee Bucks are getting a lot of credit for pulling off a steal by signing guard Gary Trent Jr. to a 1-year deal. He had started the free agent signing period seeking $25 million per year. Now he will play in Milwaukee for a season for a little over 1/10 of that. Sportsnet analyst Blake Murphy says the two main reasons for the surprising decision are that he wanted a reunion with former Trailblazers teammate Damian Lillard, and he wanted a shot at winning an NBA title. It's a good marriage. Trent has an 8-year pro career of shooting nearly 39% on three-pointers. He should get a lot of open looks with the Bucks. Former Packer wide receiver Randall Cobb is moving his game to the broadcast booth. Now, Cobb isn't officially saying that he's retiring from the NFL, but he has signed a deal with the SEC Network to be a studio analyst for college football. He ranks 5th in Green Bay franchise history with 532 pass receptions. He scored 58 touchdowns during his career. Cobb is one of the quarterback Aaron Rodgers' best friends. Tim Lester has had nearly 6 months to come up with a potential fix for the stagnant Iowa offense, but the key for the Hawkeyes' new offensive coordinator might be just having a healthy starting quarterback. That should be Cade McNamara, who started 5 games a season ago before a knee injury and subsequent surgery sidelined him for the remainder of the year. It's why McNamara made sure to emphasize on Tuesday that he is 100% healthy during summer workouts as he and the rest of the Hawkeyes go through the process of learning Lester's new offense. The Pac-12's existing bowl game agreements will continue through the 2025 season despite the league's breakup. Among other things, it means Oregon State and Washington State, the 2 remaining Pac-12 schools after the conference collapsed in realignment a summer ago, will retain their postseason opportunities. The league has worked with the ACC, Big 12, and Big 10 conferences on the agreements for the Holiday Bowl, Independence Bowl, Las Vegas Bowl, LA Bowl, Sun Bowl, Alamo Bowl, and the ESPN Bowl Pool. Shane Lowry has the British Open lead at the Royal Troon after 69 on a wild day at Royal Troon. Lowry's big adventure was a double bogey on the 11th hole yesterday. He settled himself and made a pair of birdies, and that was at the finish. Then he leads by two over Daniel Brown and Justin Rose. But the day was best marked by a bunch of messes. Justin Thomas shot 45 on the front nine. Robert McIntyre had two triple bogeys through four holes. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy missed the cut. Scotty Scheffler was among five players within five shots of the lead. Tiger Woods, as mentioned, has ended his season by missing the cut at the British Open in Troon, Scotland. That wasn't a big surprise after he opened with a 79. He followed that with a 77 at Royal Troon yesterday. At 156, that matches the highest 36-hole score of his pro career. He set a Masters record by making the cut for the 24th straight time, but he missed the cut at the last three majors, and it wasn't really close. Woods says he needs more tournaments to be sharp, but playing more risks not being ready for the majors. Woods says he won't play until December. Hall of Fame linebacker Lawrence Taylor has been charged in Florida with failing to update his address on the state's sex offender registry. Court records show the former New York Giant linebacker turned himself in to the Broward County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday and was released with no bail. He entered a not guilty plea. It's the second time he's been charged with the same offense. Taylor pleaded guilty in New York in 2011 to misdemeanor sexual misconduct charges. He was sentenced to 6 years probation in order to be a lifetime registrar as a sex offender. Alicia Gray became the first player in WNBA history to win both the three-point and skills competition in the same year. She captured both titles last night. The Atlanta Dream guard topped Jonquil Jones 22-21 in the three-point shootout finals after edging Sophie Cunningham in the skills portion of the competition by just over 2 seconds. Jones was looking to become the first ever post player to win the three-point contest. She also made the finals in 2021 before losing to four-time champion Ellie Quigley. Jones had a chance to win the contest, but her last shot, the two-point money ball, fell just short. She scored 25 points in the opening round. That was tops among the five competitors. Gray had 23 points. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese will once again step into the spotlight during All-Star Weekend with their matchup against the U.S. Olympic team. They'll get the team up for the first time on the WNBA All-Star team after rivals in college. Reese's LSU squad topped Clark's Iowa team for the national championship back in 2023. The Hawkeyes knocked out the Tigers this past year in the Elite Eight. While there has been so much hype on the pair entering the WNBA, the duo has shown they can compete with the best players in the league. The first lawsuits have been filed in connection with last weekend's melees that broke out when fans without tickets forced their way into the Copa America soccer final at South Florida's Hard Rock Stadium. Court records show that at least four lawsuits have been filed. In one, a woman who had flown in her father from Colombia for the game says she suffered knee, shoulder, and chest injuries when she was shoved against a barrier. Others are suing because they had spent thousands of dollars to attend the game, only to be turned away because of security issues. The stadium and tournament organizers have previously denied any wrongdoing. Churchill Downs has rescinded its extended suspension of Bob Baffert, allowing the Hall of Fame trainer to resume racing his horses at the historic track and partner facilities after more than 3 years of banishment for a failed post-race drug test of the 2021 Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit. Friday's announcement comes after Baffert issued a statement in which he took responsibility for now-deceased colt Medina Spirit's failed drug test after crossing the finish line first in the 147th Kentucky Derby. Kevin Durant practiced with the U.S. Olympic basketball team on Friday, a major step forward in him getting back on track for the Paris Games that open next week. It was Durant's first time on the floor with the team this summer. He strained his calf a few days before the July 6th start of training camp in Las Vegas, and he missed the team's first three exhibition games. The U.S. is 3-0 in its pre-Olympic tune-up, beating Canada in Las Vegas, then defeating Australia and Serbia at Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, earlier in the week before heading to London. Austin Cindric attended races at Indianapolis Motor Speedway most of his life, dreaming of the day he could compete on the historic 2.5-mile oval. On Sunday, he'll finally get a chance to join his racing heroes. NASCAR and race officials agreed to end their 3-year attempt to rev up fans with a 200-mile road course event by returning to the track's more revered oval and original title, the Brickyard 400, for the 30th anniversary of Cup racing in Indy. Many drivers think it's a move that was long overdue and will restore the prestige to the race, widely viewed as one of NASCAR's crown jewels. And that's a look at sports for your Saturday. I'm Adam Hess.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Service is as close as calling 649-4488.